This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
First up today, Nancy. Nancy is listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Mr. Hanegraaff. My question is actually for a Christian friend who raises sheep. He called my husband and I asking about selling sheep to Muslims that would be using them to celebrate Ramadan.
I think, yes, go ahead and sell them the sheep, and along with selling them the sheep, give them the gospel.
Well, that was our thinking, but out of respect to his question, that's why I was calling you. He actually prayed for Jewish believers that would come to purchase his sheep so that he could witness to them. And I said, well, God has a sense of humor, doesn't he? So,
absolutely.
Muslim customers.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what we ought to do. I mean, if you own a clothing store and a Muslim comes in, what better way than to reach, not repel? And that's precisely what we do by engaging people and communicating with people. And ultimately, when the heart changes, everything else changes. Just in general, though, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. And in the exercise of the Islamic faith, it's a month of fasting during daylight hours and abstaining from food and drink, including water and sexual relations during daylight hours. And the purpose of the fast for Muslims is to instill patience and humility and ultimately submission to God or Allah. So the idea behind it is supposedly a time of increased prayer, reading through the Quran, alms to the poor, and all these kinds of things. And then the sheep or the mutton are used for the feasts that follow the daily fast. So you have the daily fast, and after the daily fast, you have a feast, and that's when you eat the mutton. I think it becomes an opportunity to understand what it is that they're doing and using the deviations from a biblical worldview as opportunities to share the truth and life and grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. Because ultimately, the problem is the Muslim does not believe that Jesus Christ is God. In fact, to believe that Jesus Christ is God is for them the unforgivable sin of shirk. They don't believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, and therefore they don't believe Jesus Christ was resurrected. So these are things that we can use the opportunity of communication and interaction with the Muslim. We can use this opportunity as a springboard to communicate the truth and life and love that only the Jesus Christ of the biblical worldview can bring to the human heart.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.